I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. China is going all out in the opulent display of the Olympic Games. Far East Broadcasting Company's Greg Harris says they're now airing Christian programs that revolve around the Olympic theme. The government has forbidden foreign evangelism during the Games. However, FEBC did send a team to Beijing to gather stories for their broadcasts.
We have always maintained a very positive relationship with the government. That's what allows us to broadcast so many hours a day of Christian programming without being jammed. So we really try to comply with the government regulations so that we can have the long-term opportunity to broadcast the gospel to China.
Next, change. That's the campaign slogan of many politicians around the world, but it's the focus of Russian Ministry's Evangelical Missions Forum that's being held October 24th and 25th in the Ukraine. Vice President of Russian Ministry, Sergei Rahuba, says,
after so many years of freedom and so many changes that take place lately, we are inviting evangelical missions leaders together and discuss all those important issues of partnership to analyze the situation and start planning for the future.
Today, many nations in the region are considering changes to their religion laws and curtailing religious freedom. Pray that the forum participants will come up with a strategic plan for their future. And a judge has granted bail to four Gospel for Asia missionaries in Karnataka, India, but the release is still pending. After being attacked by a mob on July 31st, the believers were severely beaten and thrown in jail. GFA leaders were able to meet the unusual conditions set for bail, and when the judge returns from vacation, the missionary's release will be determined. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address, absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.